proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We have been looking at the fulfillment of messianic prophecy, as shown in the first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch. We turn our attention to an incident described in the life of Jacob and contained in the 32nd chapter of Genesis. That narrative dealt with a key event in Jacob's life. As the patriarch returned to Canaan from his sojourn in Padan Aram, Jacob learned that his estranged brother Esau came to meet him, albeit accompanied by 400 men. Upon hearing this news, Jacob became quite distressed. He sent emissaries before him, bearing gifts for Esau in the hope that such presents would appease the wrath of his brother. Jacob also divided his household into two groups or companies. He sent them across the ford of Jabbok, while he remained on the other side. That night, Jacob wrestled against an unknown figure. That figure crippled Jacob by touching the hollow of his thigh. When his unknown opponent asked Jacob to release him, the patriarch refused, instead asking for a blessing. Here's what Jacob's opponent replied, quote, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." Unquote. After that, Jacob asked his opponent for his name. The man rejoined, quote, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" Unquote. Nonetheless, he blessed the patriarch before departing. Jacob understood that his unknown assailant was none other than God himself. Afterwards, the patriarch named the place Peniel, a word which means the face of God. Jacob on that occasion declared, quote, "I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Unquote. Some Bible students understand this passage as an extended allegory relating to Jacob prevailing in prayer to God. Earlier in Genesis 32, Jacob did ask God to deliver him from Esau. In James chapter 5, the author wrote about how, quote, "the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Unquote. Did Jacob actually engage in prayer rather than an actual wrestling match? Did Jacob actually see the pre-incarnate Christ on that occasion? A number of Old Testament incidents appear to indicate that Jesus Christ did manifest himself to mankind before his incarnation in the New Testament. In Exodus chapter 3, for example, a figure known as the angel of the Lord appeared unto Moses from the burning bush. Yet, as the narrative in Exodus went on to say, quote, "God called him out of the midst of the bush," unquote. Bible students who contend that Jacob did actually see the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ might argue that the way Jacob's opponent blessed him would indicate that this unknown figure was actually God. They could, for example, cite a verse from Hebrews chapter 7, one which states that, quote, "without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better," unquote. They might conclude that only God had a higher position than Jacob did, since Jacob was the heir to the divine promises given to Abraham. Bible students might also notice that this figure in Genesis 32 refused to give his name to Jacob. A similar circumstance occurred in Judges 13, where the angel of the Lord refused to divulge his identity, since in his words, quote, "it is secret," unquote. This word "secret," by the way, appeared in Isaiah chapter 9, where it is translated as "wonderful," a title prophetically ascribed to Messiah. So we conclude that in Genesis chapter 32, Jacob actually did wrestle with one who was God. That is to say, Jesus Christ. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.